Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of Gossamer Bio, Inc., ticker symbol, JOS, a clinical-stage biopharmaceutical company that's been making waves in the healthcare space. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just curious about this stock, stick around because we're going to break down everything from financials to recent performance and even give you a full SWOT analysis to help you make an informed decision. Let's get started. All right, first things first, let's get a quick overview of what Gossamer Bio is all about. This is a company focused on discovering, developing, and commercializing therapeutics, primarily in areas like immunology, inflammation, and oncology. They're based out of San Diego, California, and have been around since 2015, with a mission to tackle some pretty tough medical challenges. Their pipeline is packed with potential, and they're working on treatments for conditions like pulmonary arterial hypertension, which we'll touch on later. For now, just know that Gossamer is a player in the biotech space, and that comes with both big opportunities and significant risks. Let's zoom in a bit more on Gossamer Bio's profile. Founded in 2015 and led by CEO Fahim Hasnain, this company is all about innovation in the biotech sector. They've got a team of about 144 employees and are listed on NASDAQ under the ticker GOSS. Their focus is on creating novel therapies for patients with unmet medical needs, which is a noble goal, but also a high-stakes game. Their key programs target serious conditions, and while they've had some setbacks, which we'll discuss, they're still pushing forward with a pipeline that could yield game-changing results if successful. The stock currently sits at a price of around $42, with a market cap just under $98 million, making it a small cap stock with a lot of volatility, something to keep in mind as we go through the numbers. Now, let's talk revenue. Looking at their financials for the full year 2025, Gossamer Bio reported revenue of about $48.5 million, which is a decent jump from $114.7 million in 2024. However, if we go back a few years, you'll notice that prior to 2024, they had virtually no revenue, zero in 2023, 2022, and before that. This tells me they're in a transition phase, likely tied to licensing deals or early commercialization efforts, but they're not yet a consistent revenue generator. Their gross profit for 2025 was around $47.5 million, which shows they're keeping costs relatively low on the production side for now. Still, this is a biotech, so revenue isn't the full story. R&D and clinical trial costs often outweigh these early figures. Moving on to earnings, let's break down how Gossamer has been performing on the bottom line. For 2025, they reported a net loss of $170.4 million, which translates to an EPS of negative 75 cents. Compare that to 2024, where the loss was $56.5 million, or negative 25 per share. Going back further, 2023 showed a loss of $179.8 million, and the trend of heavy losses continues across prior years. These numbers aren't surprising for a clinical stage biotech. Most of their capital is funneled into research and trials rather than profits. But it does highlight the risk. They're burning cash, and without successful trial outcomes or partnerships, this could be a tough road ahead. The key takeaway here is that earnings are deep in the red, and investors need to weigh the potential of their pipeline against these ongoing losses. Let's dive into the broader financial picture with a look at Gossamer's balance sheet and cash flow. As of the end of 2025, they had cash and cash equivalents of about $37.7 million, down from $46.1 million in 2024. Total assets stood at $172.2 million. But here's the kicker. Their total liabilities are a hefty $295 million, leaving them with negative shareholders' equity of $122.8 million. That's a red flag, showing they owe more than they own. On the cash flow side, operating activities used up $171.3 million in 2025, and free cash flow was negative $171, $3 million as well. They're burning through cash fast, and while they've managed to raise funds through financing activities in the past, this level of cash burn can't sustain indefinitely without positive developments. Their current ratio of 2.64 suggests they can cover short-term obligations for now, but long-term debt to equity at negative 1.65 shows a precarious financial structure. All right, let's talk valuation. With a current stock price of 42 cents and a market cap of just under 98 million, Gossamer is trading at a price-to-earnings ratio of -0.56, which isn't meaningful given their losses. Their price-to-sales ratio for the trailing 12 months is around 2.02, which isn't outrageous for a biotech, but it's still speculative since revenue is inconsistent. Enterprise value sits at $262 million, factoring in debt, which is significantly higher than their market cap, a sign of heavy leverage. Looking forward, analyst estimates for future PE ratios are all over the place, ranging from 1.17 to as high as 42.24 by 2030, but these are speculative and depend on pipeline success. Honestly, valuing a company like this is more art than science. It's all about whether their clinical trials pan out. If they hit a home run, the stock could skyrocket. If not, it could stay in penny stock territory or worse. Now let's break down Gossamer Bio with a full SWOT analysis: strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Starting with strengths, Gossamer has an innovative pipeline targeting serious conditions like pulmonary arterial hypertension. Their focus on unmet needs in immunology and inflammation could position them as a leader if they succeed. They've also got a solid team and are based in a biotech hub, San Diego, which gives them access to talent and resources. On the weaknesses side, their financials are a mess. Consistent net losses, negative equity, and high cash burn are major concerns. Their recent PROSERA trial, missing its primary endpoint, is a big setback too. For opportunities, a successful drug approval could transform their fortunes overnight, and partnerships or buyouts are always on the table in biotech. Finally, threats include intense competition in their target markets, regulatory hurdles, and the risk of running out of cash before hitting a milestone. This is a high-risk, high-reward play, no question. Let's take a look at Gossamer's recent stock performance. Over the past week, the stock is down 8.97%, and it's dropped 18.08% over the last month. Zoom out to 3 months, and it's down a painful 31.51%. However, over 6 months, it's up 9.23%, and over the past year, it's gained 39.22%, which shows some volatility, but also moments of optimism. That said, the 5-year performance is brutal, down 80.53%, reflecting the struggles of a biotech without a marketed product yet. On the chart, you can see the stock is trading near its lows at 42 cents, and with a beta of 2.11, it's highly volatile compared to the market. Short term, there's no clear momentum. Recent news of trial failures and investor lawsuits are weighing heavily, so any move up would likely need a positive catalyst like new trial data or a partnership. So what's the bottom line on Gossamer Bio? This is a speculative investment through and through. Their pipeline has potential, but the recent PROSERA trial failure and ongoing cash burn make this a risky bet. Financially, they're in a tough spot with negative equity and heavy losses, and the stock price reflects that at just 42. If you're a long-term investor with a high-risk tolerance, you might see this as a lottery ticket. If they get a drug approved, the upside could be massive. But for most, this might be too dicey without clearer signs of progress. What do you think? Are you bullish on Gossamer, or are you staying away? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and don't forget to like and subscribe for more deep dives like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.